Chagiga deals primarily with the Shalosh Regalim, the mitzvah of being Olel Regal for the Shalosh Regalim, and the various korbanas that are brought on the Shalosh Regalim, specific, special for the Shalosh Regalim. And in addition, the second part deals with a lot of Tuma and Tahara issues in general, and also as applicable to the Shalosh Regalim. So just by way of introduction to the first half, we have three specific mitzvahs that apply on the Shalosh Regalim. The first is being Ole Laregel on the first day of each of the Shalosh Regalim, to be in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and also to bring a Korban Ola called the Olas Re'iyah. So that's category number one of the Korbanos to bring, and also mitzvah number one as it applies to the Shalosh Regalim. Number two is to bring the Shalmei Chagiga, that is the special Shlamim that is brought specifically on the Shalosh Regalim. And category number three, number one and two are requirements, the first one being a Korban Ola, the second one being a Korban Shlamim. Category number three is also a Shlamim, it's a Shalmei Simcha, it's not required, it simply is if you need more meat on the Chag, then you can bring a Shalmei Simcha, that's not an obligation. So Mishnah Aleph is going to discuss as follows: Hakol Chayavim Beri'iyah, everyone is obligated. It's talking about Kol Zechurcha, as the pasuk says. All males are obligated in the mitzvah of Ole LaRegel on the Shalosh Regalim, on the first day of each of the Regalim, to be on the Azara, and also on the first day of the Shalosh Regalim, of each of the Shalosh Regalim, to bring the Korban Olas Re'ila, the first category of Korbanos. Chutz, with the exception of, that don't have these mitzvahs of Ola LaRegel and the Olas Re'iyah, Chutz Mecheir, somebody who's a deaf mute, a Shota, somebody who's insane, and a Vikatan, those three categories of people are not obligated in mitzvahs accordingly, also when it comes to this mitzvah. Vitumtum, somebody who does not show whether he is a male or female, Vandruganus, has signs of being both a male and female, Vinashim, and women, all three of those as well are not obligated in this mitzvah. It says Kol Zechurcha, somebody who's fully male, not these threes. And in addition, just like women are not obligated, Va'avadim, Sheina, Meshuchrarim, non-Jewish slaves, Canaanite slaves who have not been redeemed, they have the same status as women when it comes to doing mitzvah, so also would not be chayev, have the mitzvah of Ola LaRegel. Continuing the concept here is Shalosh Regalim. It uses the word regel to imply that it's talking to somebody who has the ability to walk, has the mitzvah of Ola LaRegel. Hachiger, somebody who is lame or handicapped, somebody who is Vahasuma, somebody who is blind, that person is not able to walk independently. Vahola, somebody who is sick. Vazakin, somebody who is elderly and infirm. Mishenu Yachol Alos Baraglav, somebody who is unable to walk, he's too fragile. All of those would be absolved, not have the mitzvah of Ola LaRegel, because they are not able to walk independently. Also, we mentioned that a katan is not obligated. So what age is a katan? There is a general obligation of a father to be mechanef, a chinuch, to educate his children of the mitzvahs, even though they're not up to the age of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah yet. So here we're talking specifically boys. Ezu katan, that they are so young that there's not even a mitzvah for the father to educate them. Rechino kol sheino yachol yerkov al kseifav shel aviv v'la'alot miyushalayim l'har habayis tifer Rabbi Yishami. The child is too young to even ride on his father's shoulders. In other words, if this child going from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis is now not that far, the child would be complaining too much. That is a child that the father doesn't have to be mechanech him on the mitzvah of Ola LaRegel, according to Beit Shammai. Who Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel is the view, kol sheino yachol l'achoz biyam, if the child is unable to hold hands with his father, and to walk from Yerushalayim to Har Habayis, not that far, because their child has to have the ability to walk, even if assisted by the father. Mishnah Beis, Beis Shammai, Omrim, Hari'iyah, Shtei Kesef, V'Chagiga Ma'akesef. Even though Midoraisa, there's no value of the first categories that we're talking about, of the Korbanos Olas Re'iyah, the Korban Ola, and Shalmei Chagiga, nonetheless, Chazal instituted, according to Beis Shammai, that the Re'iyah, the first category, the Olas Re'iyah, should have a minimum value of Shtei Kesef, two silver Ma'ah, V'Chagiga, and the Korban Chagiga, that's the second category, the Shalmei Chagiga, should have a minimum value of half of that Ma'ah Kesef, one silver me'ah. The rationale being, based on Beis Shammai, because the Ola is totally burnt on the Mizbeach, we have to show a Kadosh Baruch Hu even more value there, so we have to pay double the amount of the Chagiga, which is a Korban Shlamim that is eaten primarily by the people bringing the Korban. And Beis Hillel Omrim, he reverses the order of the value, Hari'iyah Ma'akesef, the Olas Hari'iyah, category number one, that's the Korban Ola, has to have the value of one me'ah, one silver me'ah, v'chagiga, the korban chagiga, that shalmei chagiga, the second category of korbanos, shtei kesef, has to have double the value, two silver me'ah. The rationale of Beis Hillel bringing, because the shlamim is not only burned up, that's its one purpose, but part of it is burnt on the mizbeah, part of it goes to kohanim, and part of it, most of it goes to the owner who can divide it up, he can give it to who he wants. So we need a more, literally, a meaty korban. We need a larger korban in order to fulfill those three needs. Mishnah Gimel, olos b'moed baos minacholim. We have a general principle that if you have an obligation to bring a korban, you cannot bring it from meiser sheni produce. You can only bring a korban that is not an obligation. Meaning, if you have a korban that you're not obligated to bring, then you can use meiser sheni funds to pay for that korban. So when it comes to our three types of korbanos, the olas ri'iya, that's category number one, the shalmei chagiga, category number two, those are both required to be brought. So we're going to see that you're not allowed to use meiser sheni funds for those. You have to use chulin, which is non-sacred funds. It has to be out of your pocket, out of your wallet. But the shalmei simcha, that's the third category of korbanos, that's not an obligation to bring it. Simply, if you need, you have a void of meat, you have want to get additional meat to fulfill the mitzvah of samachta bechagecha, so you can bring the shalmei simcha, that can be brought from meiser sheni fund. So that's what we're about to see, although with a twist in our Mishnah. Olos b'moy, that's the korban ola, the olas ria, category number one, has to be baos min achulin, it has to be brought from non-sacred funding, it has to come out of your pocket. V'hashlamim, this is talking about the third category, the shalmei simcha, that's not an obligation. Vashlami min ha-meiser, you can bring that even from meiser sheni. Certainly you can bring it from cholin, but you can even bring it from meiser sheni because it's not an obligation to bring the shalmei simcha. When it comes to category number two, the shalmei chagiga, which is an obligation to bring, so it says as follows, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach. The same thing applies when it comes to Sukkot and Shavuos, the first day that we bring the shalmei chagiga, we also bring the olas re'iya, so, but the shalmei chagiga, the second category of korbanos, beit shamai omri min achulin, it has to be brought from the chulin. This is an obligation to bring the shalmei chagiga, category number two. Accordingly, it has to be brought only from chulin. Ubeis hillel omri min ha-meiser, beis hillel says it can be brought also from the meiser. What we're talking about here, the Gemara clarifies that, is how can it be brought from the meiser if it's an obligation to bring this shalmei chagiga, category number two, so you'd have to bring it from chulin. Beis Hillel is talking about when you already brought a basic korban with the requisite value, with a two me'ah of, based on Beis Hillel's understanding, you brought a value of two me'ah kesef, that's a shalmei chagiga. If you want to bring additional shalmei chagigas thereafter, then, and only then, you could use meiser sheni funding for those additional ones. Mishnah Dalit is talking about the shalmei simcha, that third category, that is not a requirement to bring shalmei chagiga to fulfill the mitzvah, v'samachta bechagecha, v'samachni livnei Hashem alokecha, Yisrael yotzi midei chovasam benedarim unedavot umamaisa beima. If you have meat, even if it's not from the shalmei chagiga, the second category, but you have meat from some other source, for example, if you're Yisrael, a non-Kohen, and you brought other nedarim, other korbanos that you were volitionally, you brought a neder, a nedava, that you committed to during the year, and you brought it up on the shalosh regalim, and you have the meat from that. Or you have the maisa beima, the tithing of your animals, the annual tithe, giving 1 out of 10 of the new animals, and you have the meat from there, then there's no obligation to bring the shalmei simcha, third category of shalmei simcha, because you still have the meat and you can fulfill the mitzvah, samach l'shem elokecha, that ain simcha ela b'basar, that you need meat, it doesn't matter where the meat comes from. V'akohanim b'chataos v'ashamas, to the kohanim, if they have the meat from the various portions that they're given from people's korban chatas or korban asham or the bechor, the firstborn animals that are given to the kohani, or from the shlamim that people bring, and the breast and the thigh are given to the kohanim, that also fulfills the mitzvah of simcha, and you don't have to use a shalmei simcha per se. Aval lo ba'ofas v'lo b'nachos, however, you can't fulfill the mitzvah, cannot fulfill the mitzvah of simcha by eating korbanos that were brought from from bird offerings or benachos or flower offerings. That would not bring simcha. It has to be red meat. Mishnahe, mishieshlo ochli merubim unechasim muatim. So somebody who has a large household of people to eat, but he has nechasim muatim, limited funds. So what should he do when it comes to balancing between bringing category number one, the olas real, the korban olas, burnt totally, the baal, the person bringing it, doesn't get any portion of it, and the shalmei chagiga, the shalshlamim, the most of it is eaten by the owner and his family and whoever he wants to give it. So if somebody has a lot of people eating but limited funds, maybe shlamim merubim, he should bring a lot of extra shalmei chagiga, spend extra when he brings on the, if he wants to bring one animal, bring many animals. But the olos muatos, when it comes to the korban ola, bring the minimum amount because he has limited funds and the ola is all burnt on the mizbeach, so his family won't participate in that at all. Nechasim merubim v'ochli muatim, somebody who has a lot of funding, this is category number two, of people, that somebody has a lot of funding, but v'ochli muatim has a very small household, maybe olos meruva, should bring a lot of korban olas, should bring a lot of the olas re'ia, ushlami muatim, but when it comes to the second category of korban, or shalmei chagiga, bring a little bit of that, because they're not a lot of eaters. Zev zem what, if somebody has limited funding and also a small family, al zene emar, on this, that's what we referred to previously when Beis Hillel says that Chazal instituted the minimum to spend ma'ah kesef on the korban ola, the ola seria, spend one ma'ah kesef, and when it came to the shalmei chagiga, spend ushtei kesef, just spend the minimum on both the ola seria and the shalmei chagiga. Zev zem rubin, somebody who has a lot of funding and also has a lot of eaters, a large household, al zene emar ish, this is a person who has a lot of bracha, and he should bring based on that bracha. In other words, he should bring a lot of korbanas ola, a lot of the olas re'iyah, and also a lot of shalmei chagiga to supply for the eating needs of his household. Mishnah Vav talks about the olas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga. There was an obligation to bring those on the first day of each of the sholosh regalim. Mishlo chag b'yom tov arishon shachag, anyone who did not bring the olas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga on the first day of each of the shalosh regalim, he has the opportunity to make it up, like a tashlumim chogig es kol haregel v'yom tov achron shel regel, can continue and bring the olas re'iyah and the shalmei chagiga the entire holiday. And even when it comes to Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres, which is literally a different holiday, it's a separate holiday, still he can have a make good and bring the Olas Reel and Shalmei Chagiga also on Shmini Atzeres. When it comes to Shavuos, even if you missed bringing it on the day of Shavuos, you can bring it for another 6 days thereafter. You still have the ability to make good Avar HaRegev HaLachag. However, if the entire holiday passed by and the person did not bring these two korbanos, the olas ri and the shalmei chagiga, eino chay b'achrayu, so he can no longer bring these korbanos, v'alzene emar, and on this is what the pasuk in Koelis is referring to, mi'uvas lo yuchali skon, v'chesron lo yuchali himano, something that was crooked cannot be fixed, something that was missing, lacking, cannot be counted. This, once you miss the opportunity to do the mitzvah, it can no longer be done. Mishnah Zayin is a follow-up, two more drushes on that pasuk. It doesn't relate to the Shalosh Regalim Mishnah Zayin, but it does relate to the pasuk that we just used. Rabbi Shimon ben Menashe Omer Ezer Meuvas She'enu Yachol Iskan. What does that mean? Something that is crooked, it can't be fixed. The Habal Ha'erva V'Holid B'Menem Mamzer. Somebody who came on a woman, he's prohibited to as an erva, and they had a mamzer, an illegitimate child together. They can never do a full tshuva because that mamzer is always around to remind that sin was done. In other words, that sin cannot be fully wiped out because the results of it are still there. Im tomar begone vegoza, because if you want to say it's talking about that something is crooked that can't be fixed, is referring to somebody who stole, that can fully be fixed. Yachol hola achziro v'yitak, and that, you give the money back, you do a full tshuva, you ask for mechila, and that is fixed fully. But when it comes to mamzer, the mamzer is always around to remind us of the sin that was done. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer in Korim Muvat, we only refer to something Muvat, he has a different explanation of the pasuk, something that is crooked, if it was straight initially, Elamisha Yametukan Betchila Venizavet, something that was straight, proper, fixed initially, and then it became crooked. That's what we're talking about, that you can't fix it anymore. Ve'eza is a Talmud Chacham, a Porish Minatora, talking about a Talmud Chacham who went off the derech, that time that he went off the derech for it can never be made up fully. That is what we're talking about, muvat, that something that was straight and became crooked, that can no longer be fully fixed. Mishnah Ches is in Chagiga, because as we'll see shortly, it does have a reference to Chagiga and the amount of scriptural sources that we have in the Torah Sheb Yechsav as it relates to the Korban Chagiga. Heter Nedorim, Porchim Bavir, when it comes to the Lachas being Matir Neder, that is floating in the air. Ve'ein Lehem Amashi Yismochu, there is no scriptural source, there is no basis in Psukim for that. It's all based on Torah Sheba'al Peh. On the other hand, there's a second category, Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to Lachas Shav Shabbos, Chagigos, the Lachas of the Chagiga, that's why this is in this Masechta, because we were talking about the Shalmei Chagiga category number two, this very special Chagiga that's brought on the multiple types of Chagigos that are brought on the Shalosh Regalim, the Hame'ilos and the Halachas of Me'ilah, using something that's owned by the base of Mikdash that has the status of Hekdash for personal use. This is a second category of Halachas, Harehem Kahaharina Tluim Besara. These are like mountains that are hanging by a string. In other words, Shehen Mikra Muat, there's very little scriptural source for these halachas, Torah Shebichsaf, the halachas merubas. Nonetheless, we have so much halacha on these areas in the Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's category number two that does have a source in the Torah, but not a lot. And third category has tremendous amount of psukim on him. Hadini, monetary matters. Va'avodos, avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. Hataros va'atumas, purity, impurity. Va'arayas, illicit relationships with men and women together who are prohibited to each other. Yesh lehem amashi yismochu, they have on what to rely. Literally, there are a lot of psukim in all of these areas, but whether we are talking about something like we started out that has no scriptural source, no source in Torah Shebichsav, or some but not a lot, or a tremendous amount of psukim, it doesn't matter. Hen gufei haTorah, these are all the fundamentals of the Torah. Whether it comes from Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebaal Peh, these are the basics and the fundamentals of the Torah.